On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hey, everybody out in podcast land, time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. We've coming back to our regularly scheduled program from a couple weeks of the greatest and worst ballads or power ballads. That was kind of fun. I got some comments from my family about that.
Did they like the ones you liked the best? Which show did they like better?
They liked the worst of, and they could not believe that Brandon is actually a song.
Yeah.
That it was released. Same with How Many Say I. Oof.
Yeah. It is nasty, awful, terrible.
Yeah. All they're the like, above. That's Van Halen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I went back and listened to Van Halen 3 the other day. You know what strikes me is how bad the production is.
Yeah.
Especially on Without You, it's muddled. It's muddy. It's like, oh, it could have been so much better.
Yeah, they could. I don't remember who produced it, but I think Mike Eddie had a lot to do
Mike
with it.
Post.
Mike Post.
Yeah, the guy who did Hill Street Blues theme.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they blew that there.
Get Ted Templeman back.
Yeah, that would have been the smart move there.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, that may be a reason why it was not very well received. Well, part of it anyway.
Yeah. So I heard you're going to some shows here in the near future.
Yeah. Yeah. I got tickets to Saturday night for M3. Can't do Sunday night, but Saturday, I'm there.
Nice.
All day. Brother and I and his sons are all going, sitting out on the lawn, taking in Sticks, Extreme.
Winger,
man.
I forgot who else. I think maybe Lita Ford, and there's a couple others.
Yeah.
Well, when we went the whole damn day.
Oh, yeah. Well, it starts at noon, so that's going to be a full day. But it's not like going back and forth like we did.
Yeah.
You know, they only have the one stage. They don't have the stage in the woods, which was cool because they could have double the bands. But
yeah, I'm wondering if you can I probably can't put up a tent and all that stuff and put shade, but at least you can get a blanket out there and get a good spot and just hang.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. That should be a lot of fun.
Hopefully it's not Great White Day.
With their 17th new lead singer.
Yeah. And that'll be go by hot dog time.
Yeah.
But anyway, it should be a great show. Hoping to go see Soto and Beeler. They're playing in Philly the end of May. I'm hopefully going to do that. That's a Saturday night they're playing, so I'm going to try to go to that.
That is a must. You have to go.
Yeah, I have to go. It's my homework for being on this show.
Yeah, did you listen to the new Jason Beeler album, Postcards from the Asylum?
I've listened to some of it. It's a pretty standard Jason Beeler, I think.
I like it a little more than the first one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a certain... it's not really a style, but a certain like chord progression that he likes to do, and he likes a certain sound. So,
Yeah. Dig that,
but
dude.
Still very cool. I mean, you can hear it. You can hear strains of that through all of Saigon Kick and his solo stuff.
Well, I got a picture of Jason Beeler at one of his shows. Now you have to get a picture of Jason Beeler at one of his shows. So,
okay. A picture with him?
Yeah, me and him.
Okay.
Of course,
maybe I'll get one with him and Jeff Scott Soto.
Yeah, well, he's much more handsome than I am, so. And he may not want to take a picture with you since you're the heartthrob of the show, you know, so.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
Yeah, so, oof.
Hoofa.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to it. What shall we do first?
Okay, we're going to do pretty much our standard bits. Getting back to what we usually do, we'll do rapid-fire intellectual poetry, then we'll end it with 6 and 30. A fan favorite.
Fan favorite. I've got a pretty good one for you. I think you'll get out of the six. I think you'll probably get at least three.
Okay. Mine is tough, but we'll see. We'll talk about it when we get to that one.
Okay. So rapid fire. Let's start it off. All right, here we go. We have three questions where we're going to try to stump each other. Some of these are hard. Some are easy, but let's see if you can go 6 for 6. But I don't think we've ever gone 6 for 6, have we?
I think when we did one episode where we threw softballs at each other, we did. Lately it's been like 2 for 6. And,
yeah. We're lucky. Who were the original members of KISS?
Yeah, we can nail that one.
Yeah, well. I think you'll get at least one, maybe two of these. So here you go.
Okay.
Question number one. Eye of a Tiger was on the soundtrack of what movie?
Was it Rocky III?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, that's when he fought, what's his face?
Oh. Is that the...
Mr. T.
Okay. Yeah, Rocky IV, he was with the Russian dude,
yeah,
right?
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we all get along? Yeah, that one. Yeah, okay.
All right, well, you got that one right. So
yes.
That was the easy one.
All right, that's the softball. It's a lob. Okay, here's yours. On the first 5 Judas Priest albums, how many drummers did they have in the band?
It actually recorded?
Yeah, they were actually the drummers in the first 5. How many drummers did they use?
I'm going to say 4.
You are correct.
Yes.
Yeah, can you name
maybe Les Binks?
Les Binks is one. Who else?
Scott Travis?
No, he's later.
I figured.
This is the albums are Rockarola, Sad Wings of Destiny, Sin After Sin, Stained Class, and Killing Machine. So it's from 74 to 78. These four drummers. You named one of them.
I don't know any of the others.
One of them played with Toto.
Played with Toto?
Yes, he played with Toto.
Couldn't be Jeff Porcaro.
Nope.
Jeez, I have no idea.
All right. Simon Phillips.
Was it Judas Priest?
Yep. I think he's on Sin After Sin.
Wow. Okay.
They started off with a guy named John Hinch and Alan Moore. Then Simon Phillips, then Les Binks, and then Dave Holland.
Okay.
So 4 drummers. No, wait, that's wrong. That's 5 drummers on 5 albums. Let me see. Hinch, Moore, Simon Phillips, Les Binks, and Dave Holland.
Jeez.
Or maybe Dave Holland came later. I think it's 4.
Okay.
Yeah, Les Binks.
Let's go with 4 because that was my answer.
Yeah. If we got it wrong, you can call the hotline and tell them I'm stupid. But I believe it's 4. I think.
Yeah, tell the support staff.
There you go.
All right, question number 2 for you. You know who Paul Gilbert is.
Correct.
He uses an Ibanez Fireman guitar. What is that guitar design patterned after? It's got a very distinctive shape.
Okay, well, I've seen him, and it looks just like a regular guitar to me. It's supposed to look like something?
No, it's patterned after somebody else's guitar.
Jeez, I don't know. Man, when you get into these techie questions, I have no chance in hell of getting this right. I'm going to guess he based it off an Eddie Van Halen guitar.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh.
That guitar is the Fireman. He based it off the upside-down version of the Iceman.
Okay, the Iceman's the one that Paul Stanley played, right?
Yep. Yeah, with the handle down below the neck, and he had a broken mirror version of it.
Right, so he just reversed it?
Yeah, it's kind of like upside down.
Okay.
Where the handle part's on top.
I
kind of funky looking, but...
I wonder if anybody got that right. Anybody
well,
get
we'll
that
see.
Right? I don't know. I was watching a lot of Mr. Big this weekend for some reason. I don't know. I got on a kick and was into them. I don't know why. And it's funny you asked me a Paul Gilbert question.
Well, I'm definitely going to see them when they go on tour. And hopefully they'll have some new music out.
Have you ever seen them?
No.
Oh my God.
Well, I take that back.
Oh, you saw him prior to Mr. Big.
I saw the very first show with Eric Martin and Paul Gilbert. They had the guitar player and the drummer from Tesla.
Yeah.
Were playing in this band. That was in San Francisco. So, yeah, it was called the Paul or the Eric Martin Band, but that was like a precursor to Mr. Big.
Mm, cool.
They were freaking great.
Yeah, I was just today I was watching Mr. Big live at the Roxy from 1999. I was at that show. And they and they showed that one live for Japan. So that's when Richie Kotzen was in the band.
Okay.
The thing I noticed was with when Richie was, I mean, they were great with Paul Gilbert, don't get me wrong, fantastic. But when you put Richie in the band, which is another singer, and all four guys sang at the same time, oh my God, it blew your mind. Because Paul Gilbert sings a little bit, but Richie Kotzen is a much better singer than Paul Gilbert. But both great guitar players. But
oh, yeah.
But so check that out, the 99 thing from Mr. Big. It's unbelievable.
All right.
All right, question two for you. Name two things that these three bands have in common. Rush, Danko Jones, and Triumph.
All right. Well, they're all trios.
Yep.
They're from Canada?
Correct.
All right.
Wow. Two for two.
Oof.
You're killing it.
Man. I'm on fire.
Yeah.
All right. Well, question three for you. Let's see. Speaking of Richie Kotzen.
Oh.
Why did he leave Poison?
Well, it's a long story, but basically, he got with Ricky Rocket's fiance.
That is correct.
And they booted him out of the band.
Yep. Yeah, and in the, behind the music, Bret Michaels said he never wanted to talk to Richie again.
But, well, on a happy note, that, I mean, Richie ended up marrying that girl. That's not really a happy note. And they had a and they were married for a while, and I guess that one ended badly. And then Richie met the bass player in Vixen now, and they're happily married now. So
oh, good.
And then Richie and Ricky made up after a while and realized the girl was bad news for Ricky and Richie. So I guess Richie helped out Ricky because
because
Ricky's married to somebody else now too, and they're happy.
Yeah, he's been married a long time. Also, Ricky's a vegan.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, there you go. I could have asked that question.
Can't win them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Rocket lives out here where I live.
All right.
So yeah, I guess he's a Mr. Jiu-Jitsu master too.
Yeah, he's a black belt in Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, so don't jiu-jitsu. Mess. Yeah, don't mess with Ricky Rocket.
No.
He will kick your butt.
All right, so you went 2 for 3. Great job.
Yeah, so here you go. If you get this right, 3 for 3. All right, how many full shows did Mark St. John play with Kiss?
Full shows live?
Live, full shows, because he was on. It was the Animalize tour, and he played on Animalize, and he went out there and performed. But how many times?
I'm going to say 3.
Ooh, so close, but wrong.
Dang.
He played 2.5.
Oh, jeez. Well, if you round it up, that's
because I said how many full shows. He played 2. And in the third show, he played, and Bruce Kulick had to come on and finish the show for him. And eventually, Bruce replaced him in December 8th, 1984, as a full member. I guess Mark St. John had something called reactive arthritis in his hands, and that made his hands and arms swell. So yeah, he played three shows only finished 2 of them. And
That sucks.
And this year, one of those shows just got released from Poughkeepsie, New York. It's called Off the Soundboard Live Series Kiss, and I listened to it, and what a disaster that is.
Really?
It was so bad, I deleted it. I didn't even
really.
I listened to it and I was like, "Oh, this is terrible." Yeah. It didn't work. They tried to put a shredder in the Kiss, and the tempos are way too fast, and it was a sloppy mess. So maybe the whole arthritis thing was an excuse, and maybe they just got rid of him because they realized they made a huge mistake.
Oh, maybe so. I mean, he went on to go in other bands, so.
But it didn't really work out there either.
No.
No, and Bruce was the perfect guy because he could play any style.
Yeah.
And he's good, and he can sit back and play within the song, and or he can rip. So he just, so.
Yeah.
So you went up. You went 2 for 3, so together we went four,
all right.
4 for 6, so we don't suck this week.
Man, I didn't want to suck this week.
Yeah. Who does? With the pens, you know?
All right. Well, let's see if anybody went 6 for 6. That'll be interesting.
There's got to be somebody out there. I mean, yeah. I don't think those questions were that hard.
Nah.
But now you learn that Simon Phillips was in Judas Priest. Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, totally. I mean, he's like a jazz guy.
Yeah, I think they just, he was a friend of a friend. They put him in there. He was only on one album, so.
But yeah.
What a drummer. I've seen him a couple times.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, on that note, we should go to a delicious commercial. Enjoy it. If you're in the L.A. area or in California, it's probably going to be in Spanish, so enjoy.
Ah, we're bien.
Yeah. All right there, boys and girls, it's time for a little intellectual poetry, where we read the lyrics to a song, good or bad, and you have to guess the name of the song, name of the artist, just by the lyrics alone. We do not hum the melodies. We try to make it as hard as possible. And sometimes we don't read very well, and we stumble on our words. Makes it even harder. But so
yeah,
good luck.
Use your words.
I'm gonna read. So I'm gonna. Comma means to pause for a second. I got that. Okay. All right, you ready?
All right, here we go.
All right. Here's your little clue. This song came out in 2006. Mama, I want to grow up to be a drunk. Sit around, watch TV, and pick my feet. I want to be pissed off and jealous of any who's successful and complain and that I can't keep a job. I'm not human, not human. I'm special. I'm not human, not human. So special. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I'm going to guess Green Day.
No! Green Day. No, incorrect. Not really that close. But I could see Green Day doing... Now, this particular band usually writes better lyrics. I think this might be the worst song they've ever written. Because it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure it's not Rush.
It's definitely not Rush. Neil would not release this crap.
No.
All right, here we go. And this, all right, you want another clue here? I said 2006. And this is by an established band that hit the scene in the late 80s. I mean, you know this band.
All right.
You may not know this song, but you definitely know the band. My sister, she's got 3 babies, but she don't remember who their daddy is. She was on Girls Gone Wild showing her stuff. Now she's a porn star. We're so proud of her. She's not human, not human. She's special. She's not human, not human. So special. What do you think?
Is it Guns N' Roses?
No! It is not, but you're definitely in the ballpark.
Oh, man.
All right, your next clue is this band has definitely toured with Guns N' Roses before.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you when, but they have. All right, I'm not doing the chorus yet, but here we go. What's that? You're looking for a donation? Save the whales, feed the children to the whales. Save it up for a big screen TV. Any guesses?
Wow. These lyrics don't ring a bell at all. You know, sometimes you think, oh, wait, what is that? Trying to think of the melody, but...
Yeah, this is a band that you probably know most of their albums, but this particular album, out of all their entire catalog, is probably you're the least familiar with, as I am, too.
Is it Warrant?
No! It is not Warrant, but you're pretty damn close. Here is the chorus. All right, this is a 5-piece. It's a U.S. band.
Okay.
I want to be white trash, sit around on my fat ass. So many hours in the day to piss my life away. I want to be white trash, sit around on my fat ass. So many hours in the day to piss my life away. What you think?
Oh, geez.
Here's another hint. This band is from New Jersey.
It can't be Bon Jovi.
If it is, it's the worst Bon Jovi song ever.
Yeah.
But it's better than Always, I'll give you that.
Is it Skid Row?
It is Skid Row.
Oh, wow.
The name of the song is White Trash off of Revolutions Per Minute in 2006.
Yeah, I never really listened to that album a whole lot.
Yeah, there's some decent songs on it, but the album before it is so much better. Yeah, it's probably my least favorite.
That's Subhuman Race?
No, the one before, after Subhuman Race.
Oh, okay.
Solinger sang lead on two full-length Skid Row albums. The first one, Thick as the Skin, is really good. Revolutions Per Minute, not so good.
Wow.
You have to go back and check that out. This song is actually quite catchy. It's kind of punky, thrashy. I mean, lyrics are stupid, but yeah. All
right. So Rachel,
I want to be white trash, sit around on my fat ass. You know, like that.
Yeah.
So, Rachel and Snake, not their finest moment.
All right. Well, Skid Row, great.
Well, the new Skid Row album is pretty good, much better than this one.
All right, so I'm going to give you a song here. This one, all right, well, this band we both definitely know. I've never seen them, but here we go.
Is it Wigwam?
No.
No, who they just played the Whiskey yesterday and I didn't go.
Why not?
I've been too damn busy with life.
Damn.
But then I saw a clip of it, and they showed him singing, and after he did his little intro, whoa, whoa, and he stopped, and he took his mouth away from the mic, and he was definitely singing to a track. I'm glad I didn't go.
Man, I would rather see somebody bad or be bad than just up there lip syncing.
And I was suspicious. I thought maybe they did sing to a track, and they sure did on that one. So I said, I'm glad I didn't go then.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
All right, well. All right, so here you go. Cold blood eyes that are black as the night, wounded as soon as I smell blood, I strike. Drag you to drama if you don't pay back. Don't look so innocent, could be attacked. Hiding in shadows cast by the moon, mobsters are waiting inside the saloon. Then it goes to a chorus. Any idea?
Man of War?
No! No. No, it's not too far off.
Okay.
It's a band from 82, or this release was in 82.
The song is released in 82. Is this a band that's been around a long time?
Yeah. Okay. They're not around anymore. Okay. Well, they may be, but in some format that I wouldn't care to see.
Oh, okay.
All right. Second verse. Many a man are in debt to me, wound up as concrete dumped into the sea. You can't hide. I have spies all over the town. Don't laugh because this man ain't fooling around. No way. Hiding in shadows cast by the moon, mobsters are waiting inside the saloon. Hey, hey, that's right, boy. You better come up with that greenback dollar. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, baby, yeah. That's the end of the verses.
Okay. Is it Motorhead?
No. No? You're getting further away. This is a New York band. And this is, I think it's their fourth or fifth album. But it's the first album with this new lead singer.
Okay. All right. So New York band. Song came out in 82. All right. I think I got it, but let's hear the chorus.
All right. Well, you'll get it off after this.
Should I tell you my guess?
Okay.
Is it Riot?
Yes, it is Riot from Restless Breed.
Okay.
I'm a loan shark collecting payments overdue. I'm a loan shark. Does your mother know I'm after you? I'm a loan shark down on your knees for the truth. I'm a loan shark. I'll squeeze what I want from you. I'm a loan shark collecting payments overdue.
Yeah, good song. Good album, too.
Oh, yeah, great.
Oh, Fire great Down album. Under and Restless Breed are my two favorite Riot albums, for sure.
Yeah, different singers, but still.
Yeah, and I saw them on that tour.
Did you?
Yep. Here's the lineup. Long Beach Arena. Kiss, Vandenberg, Riot.
Jeez.
What a show.
Man, I probably wouldn't have mind leaving after Vandenberg.
Or, well, no, it was Vinnie Vincent in Kiss.
That, oh, really? Okay.
And it was great. It was so sped up, though. Every song was fast tempo. I was so impressed. I thought it was great, but I guess the guys in Kiss were not happy with Vinnie, but I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I think Vinnie had all kinds of other problems.
You think?
All right, well, you got that one.
Stay away
I love
from
that song.
Yeah, stay away from Vinnie's doggy daycare centers. Yeah, if you guys don't know that story.
Well, I don't.
They found some, he was in the news before he made his comeback where they found like something like 20-some dead dogs in his garage or something like that.
Oh,
in his house in the Nashville area.
He is so messed up. Jeez. Yeah,
him and his wife had too many dogs, and I guess they couldn't. I don't know what happened, but yeah, some of them died. And they just didn't bury them. I don't know, for some odd reason. Who knows?
Man, after child abuse, animal abuse just kills me.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess he's been having these little things where he charges $500 just to hear him shred. Like,
Who wants to hear that?
No, give me some songs.
Put
a decent band together. Yeah, the last thing was, I think Mark Torin from the Bullet Boys was going to sing, and he was going to play, but I haven't heard anything since then. But
I mean, he wrote some great songs. His two Vinnie Vincent Invasion albums, awesome. I love both albums. But, you know, every guitar solo is the same.
Yeah.
You know, it just all of a sudden starts off, and then just all over the place. Like, come on.
Yeah, you want to see a funny-looking Vinnie Vincent pre-Kiss? He's in the Dan Hartman video, Instant Replay, in his band.
Really?
It's a performance video. He looks like such a geek. Yeah, there's like two videos from that particular era. You know what Dan Hartman was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great singer. Sang Free Ride with Edgar Winter. And he did that song, I Can Dream About You, from that movie.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie? I don't remember.
Was it Breakfast Club?
No, it was one where it was like Michael Paré was in the movie. Remember him? They tried to make him a big star in the early 80s.
It was like Iron Eagle, maybe?
No, it wasn't Iron Eagle, but it was something. It was a futuristic type movie. But anyway, in the video for like I Can Dream About You, it has four black guys singing in the movie, but it's really Dan Hartman, a white dude, singing the song. But the Instant Replay video, watch it. It's so goofy. I think G.E. Smith might be in it too. I'm not sure, but goofiest video.
G.E. Smith and Vinnie Vincent.
Yeah, and Dan Hartman, I think. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time. So, yes, I want to write that one down, watch it on YouTube. It's there.
He was probably Vincent Cusano back then.
Oh, he definitely was, but he was goofy looking.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's everybody's homework. Watch Instant Replay by Dan Hartman. Not so hard rocking, but entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah.
So, on that note, we should move on to our next bit, huh?
All right, 6:30.
All right. My wife is going to work. Bye, dear.
Wow. Work already.
Well, yeah, she works. Well, no, she's, in her business, it's usually after people get off of work where she sees people. So.
Oh, okay.
So, that's why, most of the time.
All right.
We won't get into what she does. But it's legal, it's legal, okay, people?
Okay.
Legal.
All right. I was going to say, waitresses and dancers are about leaving now.
No. We're way off on that one.
She might,
in her job, she might see waitresses and dancers, but no, she's not a waitress or a dancer. Okay.
Just to make that absolutely clear.
Yes, okay. She's a fine upstanding citizen of the United States. Okay. 6:30, one of our favorite bits. Let's go.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right. Well, you want to play the one I sent you first?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to pull this up on my other computer. So what kind of hint do you have for us?
Well, so what we do is we put 6 songs together, 5-second clips for 30 seconds. Where we get the name, 6:30.
Uh-huh.
And this one has a theme. All of these song titles have white in the title.
White in the title.
The word white.
Yeah, I tried to do one with months of the year. I just couldn't find any good enough. I only found a couple, but so I went with another different route when I did mine. So it has to have white in the title.
So you didn't do...
I didn't do that one, but when we'll get to
September.
It. No, I didn't get enough.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that's an easy one, but but the songs weren't too rocking, so.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Songs with white in them. Here we go. Okay, I definitely know four of them for sure.
Okay.
But the other two, I think I've heard them, but...
I figured you'd know three for sure.
Yeah, four I got for sure, but two of them are like, they're very familiar, but I couldn't place it. So let's play it again, so if we can see if we can go six for six.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Some of these I'm thinking they were total softballs for you, but
yeah,
whatever.
Not
songs I like.
Not the first one.
Nope.
The first one, it sounds cool, but I couldn't get it off of the voice. So yep.
They're definitely a later hard rock band that's carrying the flag.
Wow. So definitely my particular guess would be completely wrong. So I'm not going with that guess.
What was your guess?
My guess was Y&T, but no. I'm going to go with Crazy Licks.
No.
Damn it.
No, that was incorrect. That was Rival Sons.
Rival Sons. Damn it. All right, so I missed that one. Number two was White Lightning by Angel.
That is correct. That was softball for you because I know you're a huge Angel fan.
Yeah, they rule. New album coming out pretty soon, so.
All right.
All right, number three, stumped me on number three. Again, I thought it sounded pretty cool.
Yep.
Oh,
the album it's from is called Narita.
It's got to be Riot.
Yep, that was Riot.
Now you gave that to me. Like that's a right answer.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you shouldn't have gave me the album title. It was easy.
Yeah, well, you didn't know it. So.
Okay, so we'll count that as a miss then. Jeez. All right, I missed it. Mr. Technicality. Okay.
All right.
Number four is The Tubes. White Punks on Dope.
That is correct.
Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah, I think I like three or four songs by The Tubes. That's it.
All right. they get pretty funky, but there's a lot of Steve Lukather all over The Tubes.
That's because him and Fee are like good buddies.
Yeah,
and
apparently their guitar player couldn't really handle some of the stuff that was being written, so they brought in Luke to play.
Yeah, and I think Richard Marx is a good buddy too. So that's an that's an interesting group, huh?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All right, number five is probably one of my favorite Queen songs that never gets played on the radio. White Man, I love it.
Wow, I didn't know if you'd know that or not.
Oh God, I love that song.
Yeah, it's off A Day at the Races.
Yeah, it's about how bad us white men treated the natives.
Yeah.
Yeah. They blew that one. But the song is great. And it's really heavy. I'm surprised nobody's even covered that song. Can't you hear a hard rock and more modern band play that one?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And number six is a song I absolutely hate.
Really?
But I like the artist quite a bit. That is Butch Walker.
That's right.
Everything White.
I love that song because it's just hilarious.
I think it's just stupid. I don't know. There's some great songs on that album. That one's, to me, I don't like that one, but there's probably six others that I love. So,
if anybody doesn't know Butch Walker's American Love Story, you got to check it out. It is a great, great album.
And the video does every song in the damn album. So you can watch, it's like a 50-minute long video of, because the songs are all intertwined. It's a little.
Oh, yeah, it's a total theme album.
Yeah, it's a mini movie. It's really entertaining. You should check it out.
Yeah.
All right,
well, great job. You got 4 out of 6.
Yes. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I told you you'd get 4 out of 6, so.
You did say that. Now, mine. Oh, you're going to know almost all these songs, but they're one-hit wonders from the 70s.
Oh.
So some of the artists are obscure, but you'll know the songs. See if you can remember who did them. Good luck on this one.
I don't know. I was a pretty big fan of the 70s. 70s pop rock.
Yo, yeah. this is right down that alley. AM
All right.
rock.
Here we go.
Okay.
I love all those songs. That's like my 70s. I'd probably put every one of those songs on a 70s mixtape if I had one.
But the question is, do you know who the artists are?
I think I know. I'm sure I know 4 of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right, I think I know the other 2, but I got to.
So I'm maybe if you listen to it again, it'll jog your memory.
Let's see here. All right. Hold your head up. All right. Well, I do have kind of an advantage because being in a cover band, we did a lot of 70s stuff. 2 of these we worked on.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Tell me when we get to them. Tell me which ones worked on. Okay.
I will. The first one I know, that's Argent.
That is correct.
Yep. The second one, I love this song. This is one we worked on for a while. Never played it out, but Driver's Seat by Sniffing the Tears.
Yeah, did you do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Driver's Seat. I didn't think you'd get that one. Okay.
No, that one, yeah. The next one is Stories.
Wow, you got Stories?
Yeah. Number 4. God, I know this song. I mean, it's I Can Help. I don't know who did that one.
Billy Swan.
Billy Swan. Yeah. Was that like a one-hit wonder or something?
These are all one-hit wonders. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd get Stories.
The next one, I love the banjo part, and that's the Stampeders.
Wow. Canadian band. Woohoo!
Yeah, represent.
Calgary, I believe.
And then the next one, or the last one, is one we also worked on for a little while, Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Wow, 5 for 6. Yeah, and I believe I'm trying to think who covered it. It was either Smashing Pumpkins or Foo Fighters did a cover of that song.
Really,
Jackie Blue. I think it's Smashing Pumpkins. I have to go back and check, but yeah,
that's a great song. I can definitely see somebody rocking that up.
Yeah, I always thought that, you know, that the Brother Louie was a female singer. It's a male.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same thing with Jackie Blue. It's a guy.
Yeah.
It's not a chick.
Singing falsetto.
Yep. Great tunes.
Oh, yeah. I love all those songs. Like I said, it would be on a seven. All six of those would be on a 70s mixtape if I had one.
Yeah, well, maybe we should do a... I'm sure Spotify has a billion of those particular lists of one-hit wonders from the 70s.
Yeah, totally.
Which reminds me, we're stuck at 25 on our rock playlist. 25? 25. HRTS rock playlist, where we throw all the latest and greatest hard rock songs along with the classics from 70s on up till yesterday. So,
man.
We gotta get to 30. Come on, this is embarrassing, people. Just subscribe. Come on. HRTS rock playlist. Come on. Yeah.
Well, before we go, there are a few shows that this Friday night we're going to see Clint Black down in Dover.
Woo!
Clint Black, yeehaw.
I'm gonna guess he's gonna be wearing a black hat.
Probably, but his wife's going to be there.
Ooh,
so,
Lisa Hartman.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
Brr, Tabitha.
Also, a couple weeks ago, we found out Donny Osmond's going on tour, so my wife is out of her mind excited.
Really?
Because he's playing around this area. He's also doing the Vegas thing, but...
Didn't she go to Vegas?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, so that's coming.
Goes in a few weeks to go see Bruno Mars. And that's just about all she's talking about.
Oh.
You know, when we were on vacation last week, she went shopping with the girl she's going to Bruno Mars with to pick out outfits for that show.
Oh, brother. Okay.
But, hey, they want to look good for Bruno. They think they're going to get called up on stage and asked to sing and dance and all that.
Good luck with that, ladies.
Yeah, they can dream.
Yeah, I know they can sing, but I don't think Bruno's going to be looking for some backup singers. Unless some of his backup singers mysteriously get sick and they're desperate and they call up.
Yeah.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
The whole Tonya Harding issue.
Yeah. Tonya Harding took out the backup singers for Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And Dana and Lisa get up on stage and save the day.
Yeah. I'm also working a couple shows here at the Grand in Wilmington. Do you know who Jim Messina is?
Yeah, he's the partner of Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, Loggins and Messina. He was also in Poco and one other band from that era. So he's doing a solo tour. I'm going to see that.
Yeah, the only song I knew that he ever did was Your Mama Don't Dance, right?
Yep, that was Loggins and Messina, yeah.
Other than that, I would be clueless unless he did something that I don't know about.
I don't know. I'm going to probably watch all that show that I can.
Sure, I'm not familiar with the Poco stuff except for maybe one song. But
there was another huge guy was in that band.
Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles.
Yeah, and I think another guy from that's in the Eagles now was in that. He's a country artist. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know they're super talented, but they're kind of a poor man's Eagles in the 70s. But, yeah, Poco, yeah. Country rock kind of band, great harmonies. So
yep.
It's probably going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to suck. I'm also going to work for a couple other shows like Leanne Rimes.
Great singer.
Yeah.
Phenomenal singer. My wife would love to go to that one.
Yeah, she was the one that was like 14 when she got signed or something.
Yeah, when she was 16. She was yodeling or something like that.
You're thinking of Jewel.
No, Leanne Rimes could yodel way before Jewel.
Really?
Yeah, I know my country.
You don't.
Yeah, this is so hard rocking. Jesus, Danny. Yeah. Leanne Rimes.
One other show I'm going to is Catherine McPhee.
Okay, my wife's a big fan of hers, and she can sing too, and very easy in the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's I'm working that show for sure.
Wife of David Foster.
They're both on tour.
Oh,
they're
together.
Together, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was David Foster and Catherine McPhee.
Yeah, it's both of them.
Yeah, David Foster was big in the rock world. People don't realize it.
Oh, yeah, he's huge, just music in general.
Yeah, but he was more of the Chicago stuff, and then he did some work with everybody, and he went to the pop stuff, mostly ballads, but great songwriter.
Well, and then I'm going to the Saturday M3, so that'll allow me to keep my rock card.
Jeez, I know. I was starting to get I was embarrassed for you. But yeah, back to the rock and stuff at least.
Well, maybe next time, because M3 is April 29th. No, May 6th.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll probably have one more show between then and now, but I'll do a full review of Saturday's M3 show.
You better. Your fans demand it.
Yeah. And my co-host.
Yeah. And your kids and your wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you should bring Tony in for the review, huh?
Yeah. Maybe I should do that.
See if he'll do it. Oh, my daughter's calling me, but I'm not going to pick up. I'm going to hang up on her. She's going to be mad. But we're almost done.
Dad,
come on. All right, I'll get this out tonight for sure.
All right, cool.
But, yeah, because I got to drive my daughter to her practice, and then my son to his practice. You know how it is out there.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Oh, you don't have to worry about it. But eventually, hey, Dad, can you take my kids, your grandkids to practice? And yeah, it'll be you.
Any day. I would do that any day. I've gone down and picked him up from school when Annie has stuff to do. I'm all about it.
Nice. Yeah, I would probably do the same, too.
Oh, yeah. Annie says all the time, they've got me wrapped around their fingers, but yep. Don't care. So, all good.
Nice. Okay. I got to get going, get this out there, and see what call my daughter back, see what she wants.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you in a couple weeks with another brand new episode of the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
All right. Later.
Bye.